This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One guy over at the New York Post is really upset about Bitcoin. We can explain or share his claims and his article here in a little bit. We get a chance. Your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Plus, Ellen is going to tell us about aliens. Glenn, though, first, listening in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hi, I want to change up just a little bit here.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people that are leaving the United States don't have $100 million that they made at Microsoft or Facebook.
That's right.
They're going in. They want to vanish on $500 a month, and you can do it. But once you get in the country, for instance, Thailand, you go in on a 30-day visa. On day 31, you're illegal.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you want to take the antiques that you inherited? You need a home. You can't own land there, but you can lease it. You can buy a condo.
Okay.
The best thing you can do is, as soon as you get into the country, get yourself a good attorney, a great attorney. It's the difference between a good attorney and a great attorney. A good attorney knows the law. A great attorney knows the judge.
That's a good one. I like that. Now, wait a minute. Where are you getting this expertise from? You're calling from Alabama. So, I mean, how do you know so much about this?
I'm one of your advertisers.
Excellent. So then, so it's fair to say you have some experience with this.
Yeah. Instead of going into someplace like Thailand on a 30-day visa, you go into Cambodia or Laos. They hand you the 30-day visa. Tell them no. You want the normal visa. They're going to shrug their shoulders and they're going to hand you a normal visa.
What's that get you?
One year.
Sweet. You got to know the system. Work the system. There you go.
If you're on the 30-day visa, you're going to be doing what all the expats over there are doing. It's called the visa run. They leave the country every 30, 45 days, whatever it is, and go pick up a new visa stamp. If you're on that normal visa, you can set yourself up close to the Thai border. I've got a section in there on Vanish on $500 a month. Also one on job strategy. Because a lot of us would need to work once we get over there.
Wait a minute. And you're saying you've got a section in where? On AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's more to that than just getting surgery around the world. Then that's interesting.
Oh, I go into a good bit of stuff on there. It's under the heading of other.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I see that up there. And thanks for the heads up on that, Glenn. What else did you want to focus on tonight?
One of the best ways, if you're a single girl or a single guy, go over and get married. Now, that can be fraught with a lot of troubles. It can be fraught with...
Yeah, what if you don't get along with the person you marry? How are you going to understand them?
Well, now, that's another thing. You know, you're dealing with some very educated cosmopolitan people.
Yeah, there's a lot of English speakers around the world. English is fairly popular
second language. You're dealing with some people who have the ability to make a lot more money than a lot of us do. So you bring to this relationship the being American. And you don't have to give up citizenship. You don't have to give up your passport. If indeed you're going over to avoid taxes, then yeah, you have to do that. But, you know, let's face it, most of us aren't going over there to give up with taxes. We're escaping a police state.
Well, I don't want the hell with that. I don't want to pay taxes either. I mean, so, you know, if I were to go over there, then how would the IRS know anything? I mean, I haven't paid them in a decade, and I live here. So, I mean, how would they know word one about what I'm doing over there? I mean, it would seem to me the only way the IRS would know what you're doing in another country is if you told them about it.
Well, you'd have to have a passport. You'd have to use your passport to get there.
Sure, but that doesn't mean they know where you are.
But
sorry, go ahead, Glenn.
Normally, people have to open up a bank account, and that's where those FACA requirements come in. Now, you guys know a lot more about Bitcoin than anybody else.
Yeah, and that's Hong a game Kong, changer.
That's a game changer. Hong Kong has one big bank there that names escape me, have just established this Bitcoin relationship, and it will...
No way. Wait. You're saying there's a bank in Hong Kong that's accepting Bitcoin?
Big one, yeah.
Wow, I'm going to definitely look into that, Glenn. Thanks for the heads up tonight. Thanks for the call. That's Glenn from AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Knows a thing or two about this. And, Glenn, can people reach out directly to you through the site?
Of course I can. I check their email daily, hourly. Great.
Thanks for the info tonight, man. I appreciate the call. You are welcome to comment as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the idea of leaving the United States, renouncing citizenship. And so what he was pointing out there is the FACTA. This is the requirement that it's some sort of IRS thing, I think. Anyway, the idea is that you have to keep paying income tax even though you don't live in the United States, even though you don't benefit from the supposed the bennies or the perks anymore of living in the United States. You still have to keep paying the IRS, at least until you go through the renunciation of citizenship. That's as I understand it. I'm not an attorney. That's what I've gotten from the discussion thus far and previous knowledge of this issue. But if you don't ever set up a bank account in the foreign country, then you wouldn't have to comply with the FACTA requirements. And so, therefore, if you could use Bitcoin and the various different neat Bitcoin services out there, like Gift.com or whatever the European equivalent of that might be, then that would allow you to operate in a lot of ways completely under the radar when you're moving. And if you also think about it, there's that rule. We haven't mentioned this. The rule that if you try to leave the United States with more than $10,000, that it'll basically get confiscated from you. And so if you're going to leave the United States, Bitcoin's a great way. If you're going to leave any country, you don't want to go through the border checkpoint with $20,000 in cash.
Yeah, that's right. True. I think that would be the biggest concern for people trying to leave the U.S. is how much they have in assets. And if you can liquidate that all and put it in some account that nobody can trace or that nobody can get to anyway, then that will solve most of your problems.
Right. They wouldn't even know you had it. You'd want enough cash to just do the traveling that you need to do, have that much cash on you, but the rest you keep in Bitcoin. And if you don't have a Bitcoin wallet on your phone at that time, like what I would recommend would not be having any info on your phone, because what we found out recently was that at border checkpoints, it's not uncommon for them to take your phone from you, have you put in your passcode, and then have them paw around through your phone's information. So the best thing to do in that case, in my opinion, is to uninstall all the various programs from your phone that have identifying information in them. Take out your email, take out your Google account from the phone, so when you go into the email, it's just blank. There's nothing in there. Kind of de-customize your phone before you cross the border.
My understanding on the electronics thing was that they just wanted to make sure that the electronics actually turned on.
Oh, really?
And weren't explosives.
I don't know. I heard they went through a couple things on some folks' phones who went through the border.
Which border?
U.S.-Canadian.
Also, does it matter if you're, like, detained and pulled to the side in the back room or if you're just passing through? Like, I don't think they would go to that extreme, would they? Searching through your phone?
You never know. They might not like the way you look.
There's differences between, airline travel, traveling on a train, traveling via car.
Mm-hmm.
No two border crossings are going to be exactly the same. So, if somebody's driving across the border, they might have one experience.
Sure.
The TSA, that's what I thought you were talking about, was getting on an airplane fly to Asia, not driving to Canada.
No, I forget who it was that had the experience, but somebody called in recently with with that experience at the border. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of borders, we'll be talking about aliens, but not the the typical aliens that you hear talked about on talk radio. This is the space alien type, and Ellen's got some interesting news about that. We'll share that with you in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, plus a Bitcoin hater coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, there's to talk about in the news. Don't know hardly which way to go. There's interesting a story about Bitcoin. I just came across another story over in New Jersey where they are cracking down on Uber, one of the ride-sharing services. We can update you on their travails here in a little bit. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hey, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get the extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil. From modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. And over at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So visit modup.net, and if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. Now, to make the deal even better, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. So, again, code FTL at modup.net for great service at a great price on modafinil. That's M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Use code FTL for the bonus. So we've been talking about immigration, not necessarily immigration, but emigration, I guess. Immigration with an E, that is to leave the place where you are currently living and go somewhere else and renouncing citizenship. If you've ever been through this process, we would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Ellen, we said you were going to tell us about aliens, the kind from space.
Aliens, woo! Everybody loves
great movie, one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, the great imagery with the alien come out of the stomach.
Mm, I don't think I ever saw it.
No, really?
Did you ever see Prometheus?
No, never saw it.
That came out more recently. That's a prequel to
the original Alien film, which came out in 1979. I'm a huge, huge fan.
I thought Prometheus was one of those about, like, ancient Greek mythology.
Yeah, Prometheus was, he was the man that stole fire from the gods and brought it down to humans. But no, the more recent movie was actually about the origins of life on Earth. And,
in part.
Yeah, and basically the
in a sci-fi sort
weird
of way.
Alien man thing that brought life to Earth. He was like the Prometheus because he basically like came to Earth and died and his cells went into the water and then life sprung from him.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about the Church of Scientology or are you talking about a movie?
The movie.
The movie may have adopted
fiction.
Some ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure they stole a lot from Scientology.
And the part she's describing is like the first 2 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't really spoiled anything at all in the film. And it was actually pretty good. The Prometheus film was directed by the same guy who directed the original Alien, Ridley Scott. And so it was kind of fun to have him come back around to the original material 30-something years later. Pretty good stuff. If you like science fiction, if you like horror, then the Alien series is a fairly decent one.
Right, and the whole concept behind it is really brilliant. I think they got it spot on. It just is irritating when all of the supporting actors just make the dumbest decisions ever.
Like, are you talking about Prometheus still?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, like, if you find a snake thing that kills your friend, you're not going to go and pick it up again.
Yeah. Is it that the actors made dumb decisions or the supporting characters were written to make dumb decisions?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, they had to make stupid decisions to push the storyline on.
Yeah.
But still, I like the movie solely for its, you know, the whole idea behind it, that life may have originated someplace else. And that's kind of what this article's about.
So what's going on out there?
So this article's from Mike.com, and the title is, Astronauts Just Found Life in Outer Space.
As in MIC, like a microphone?
Yes, okay. MIC.com. Scientists aren't sure how it got there, so there's this whole mystery behind it. The news. Russian cosmonauts have discovered something remarkable clinging to the outside of the International Space Station, living organisms. The microscopic creatures appeared during a spacewalk intended to clean the vessel's surface and were allegedly identified, incredibly, as a type of sea plankton. This is big. According to Sploid, Russian scientists are both shocked by the discovery and can't really explain how it's possible. Results of the experiment are absolutely unique, Russian ISS Orbital Mission Chief Vladimir Solovyev told
Good try. That sounds close.
Solovyev, I think that's how you say it, told the ITARTASS news agency.
That's one of the state-run news agencies in Russia.
Okay, so it's, like, controlled by Putin and has many biases and is paid to say certain things.
Yeah, pretty much.
RT's also created by the Russian government as well, as well as Voice of Russia.
Right, and RT, if you notice, they don't really speak bad about Mother Russia.
Nope. Right.
That they will tell you the truth about what's going on in other countries.
That's right, yeah.
But they don't tell you what's really happening in Russia.
No,
well,
I have seen.
This didn't technically happen in Russia. It was 200 miles above the Earth.
Right.
So, how do you notice microscopic organisms on the outside of your spaceship?
Well, it probably looked like just some
like soap scum or something.
They.
Oh,
yeah.
Our windows are dirty.
Right.
It just. It probably
must have
like
hit a bug.
Coal like, or something.
So they've got some sort of living bacteria, was it? What was it exactly?
Sea plankton.
Yeah, sea plankton. So
the stuff that whales eat.
Okay.
They eat krill, don't they? Sea plankton.
And plankton.
Plankton are like microscopic organisms. I mean, if you're any living organism in the ocean, you're probably eating plankton without even knowing it.
Mm.
So Vladimir says quite obviously, this should be studied further in his dense Russian accent.
You don't say.
Life in space. Well, not exactly alien life forms. Experts are having trouble explaining how the plankton ended up on the station and survived, possibly even grew and multiplied 205 miles above Earth's surface. Some claim they were carried there from the ocean by uplifting air currents.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I'm no scientist, clearly. I enjoyed science class when I was in school, but I never really, you know, went anywhere with that. But I remember learning about the, you know, when you go out from the planet out into space or back from space onto the planet, there's like a lot of heat that's generated from something.
When you're coming in, it generates a lot of heat.
So there's no heat going out?
There's separate layers to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, there's the stratosphere and the ionosphere. And there are certain areas that are warmer than at the surface,
mm-hmm.
but it's not an extreme amount. It's maybe, like, a few degrees warmer, but it does get much colder as you go out. Although, I would say that sea plankton are such simple organisms that, you know, they could basically go into, like, hibernation.
And
you know,
the heat, from the way I understand it, and I could be totally wrong,
yeah.
but I had always been told that the heat was more the friction of the metal crossing through all
those
of those layers very rapidly.
So, therefore, coming in more likely to be hotter than
yes.
going
right.
out. All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. So all you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about your online privacy, check out ProXPN. They are a virtual private network that's global, and they've got servers around the world. And in fact, if you sign up for their premium account, you can access all of those servers. But you can get started for free, and you get one server on their free account with limited bandwidth at proxpn.com/FTL. But why would you want to do that? What's the benefit of being on a virtual private network? Well, the number one benefit is that it protects you from snooping on the part of the internet service provider that you use. Or maybe the local coffee shop wants to know what you're up to. Maybe somebody sitting in the coffee shop is trying to sniff out your packets from your computer, maybe to steal your credit card information or bank account info. That's all possible, but if you encrypt your connection, it makes it a lot more difficult, like nearing impossible. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices, and that encrypts your data connection. So again, the ISP you're using won't be able to log what you're doing anymore, which they're probably doing right now, logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms that you enter for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. So go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for access to the full range of all the servers around the world, the ability to privately torrent, unlimited bandwidth, and you can get past regionally blocked websites, you can do it all for just $5 a month with our discount code. The code is FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then the number 50, like 50% off, which is the price you're getting. 50% off the annual account. And if you want to save even more, pay with Bitcoin and use this code, FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off the price of that annual account at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, code FTL50 or FTLBTC. Great discounts on privacy. That is priceless. And by the way, ProXPN's got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. That's proxpn.com/FTL. So we are talking about aliens. Ellen is with us here. Apparently, sea plankton has been found on the outside of the International Space Station.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. So technically, they're not really alien per se, because they are from our home planet.
Mm-hmm. But we think.
Well, nobody's really sure where life originated. So, you know, who's to say what's alien and
what's not?
Yeah. So back to where we are.
So they're trying to figure out where they came from,
yeah.
How they got on the outside of the station.
Well, right. I think I might have figured out how the tardigrades got there.
Well, we haven't even gotten to that yet.
Okay,
so tardigrades are these, I think they're cute little microscopic
things. They're a little terrifying looking.
They're called water bears.
Inflated bags with 8 legs and vacuum for a mouth. That's what they look like.
Yeah, so imagine like a sumo suit with 8 legs and not really much of a head, but microscopic and cute.
Imagine like a really, really fat pink pig with 8 legs. That's what
it's amazing, these tardigrades. But wait. Before we get into the tardigrade thing, these things are also on the outside of the space station or what? What's going on?
No, well, tardigrades are the only other life form known to be able to survive in the sub-zero vacuum conditions of space.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that tardigrades were also found on the spaceship.
No.
Okay,
so let's get it. We can talk about a tardigrade here because I'd never heard of this before, and it's crazy. But let's finish up the space station story. So the only thing on the outside of the space station that we know of, at least, is microscopic sea plankton.
Yep, that's what they found.
And they presumably weren't launching from the sea when they launched this.
They were in Kazakhstan.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Some claim they were carried there from the ocean by uplifting air currents, according to Sploid. The Mirror reports the plankton are atypical for Baikonur, Kazakhstan, where the station initially launched, meaning it's unlikely they were on its hull before it took off. So they got there somehow, but not from, you know, somebody like smearing it on the outside of the rocket before it took off.
Not only did they get there somehow, but they survived there in the middle of space.
And thrived, apparently, which is, like, what are they feeding on is my question.
I have no idea. What do plankton eat?
Things
very small,
minerals,
I would imagine. Yeah.
Maybe if they have, maybe they can photosynthesize.
From the sunlight.
Possibly.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what kind of plankton they are. Anyway, Sploid's Jesus Diaz goes a step further. He suggests their appearance lends credence to the theory that organic life may have spread across space traveling on comets and asteroids.
And literally just falling into onto a planet or something.
Well, I don't think anybody or anything could survive on an asteroid coming in through, you know, because when you see them coming into the atmosphere, they're basically burning up.
Right.
Like, something coming in that's extremely large could end up being pebble-sized by the time it hits the ground. And that's just from the combustion, from all the friction and compression that it's going through.
I'm glad we have someone smart on this show. Thank you, Ellen, for coming in tonight. I know you're not feeling well.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know. I find it interesting. I think, you know, it's possible that life could have come in somehow from space, but probably not on a comet or asteroid. You know, some
alien
slower means.
Alien spaceship.
Like, floating. Well, kind of like what the plankton did. Basically, the water from the ocean evaporated and kind of, like, carried up through the layers of the atmosphere on the wind.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty impressive that, you know, even that they could survive that far. Anyway, this is much less far-fetched than it seems. In 2012, Motherboard aired a documentary short about tardigrades. Minuscule eight-legged
Now, these are the other things. So we know the sea plankton can survive in the vacuum of space.
Right. This was just discovered, but this has been known since 2012.
Right.
Actually, since 07.
Okay.
They did the test in 07.
So it was known before 2012.
Yes.
That's when they made the documentary.
So now there's this tardigrades that we're going to find out about here that are absolutely crazy looking.
I think they're cute.
They can withstand extreme conditions, including the vacuum of space.
So what is a tardigrade?
Well, I always thought they were called water bears. I used to watch this show called The Most Extreme, and it would always display, it would have like a competition, like a list of 10 through 1 of animals that were like able to survive in all of these conditions. And the tardigrade was able to, you know, whenever it wanted to, if the conditions weren't good enough, it would just roll up in a ball and hibernate. And it could do this for hundreds of years at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
And this thing has 8 legs on it.
Yes.
How many legs in the animal kingdom? I mean, usually no more than 4, right?
Yeah, I mean, no. I thought 8 legs was restricted for things like sea creatures and arachnids, yeah.
Well, I guess this is a sea creature, technically.
Right. Vertebrates, meaning things with a backbone, are limited to 4 legs.
Okay. This has no...
Right. This is not a vertebrate. This is an invertebrate. And the centipedes and millipedes, they have hundreds of legs.
Good point.
Touted as the first animal to survive in space, this hardy microorganism boasts limbs, a mouth, a digestive tract, and muscles, and a nervous system. So it's highly complex.
Everything except for a vertebrae.
Right.
Yes.
Which you don't really need one of those. Like, there's a lot of...
Go through that again. Limbs, what?
Limbs, a mouth, a digestive tract, muscles, and a nervous system.
Huh. But no brain.
Well, you
we don't know if it has a brain.
There's on instinct.
Some animals, like sea slugs and octopus, they don't have brains either.
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
but octopi are very intelligent.
Right. And
that's
I don't
interesting.
Think starfish don't have brains either.
You didn't know that octopus was an intelligent creature?
Nope.
Highly intelligent. They can manipulate things. They can open jars. They can find their way through tiny, tiny holes.
So that's fascinating. What I didn't know is that they certainly didn't know they had a brain, or they did not have a brain, rather.
No, they use just a nervous system, just a basic nervous system. They don't need a brain.
Well, it makes you wonder what the purpose of the brain is. I mean, if you can have intelligence without a brain.
Well, it's more concentrated, so it's better than having it all spread out.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And more about the tardigrade or water bear coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. click the mic, and enter code PLOW.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, or at least I do. The tardigrade. We'll find out more about that. What is it? It is some sort of a thing, and it's very small, and apparently has survived a lot longer than anyone else on this planet, and through some really amazing conditions. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you're going to find there on the site. They are totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Go to freetalklive.com. Something else you can do is if you love freedom and you want to see an end to the insane war on drugs, there are a few people who are out there on the front lines of that that war on drugs. In this case, it's a war against people. It's a war against our friends and our family members and our loved ones and our neighbors and coworkers. And it's a war on those people by the government, guys, by the governments of the world, the governments of the United States and the states. And it needs to end. And DrewsDefense.org, Andrew Jones, is one of the three or four people that have been arrested and charged with running the Silk Road underground marketplace in 2013 and prior to that. The Silk Road was shut down by the FBI, and Drew was one of the people arrested and charged with various different so-called crimes that have no victim, like money laundering, conspiracy, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, and conspiracy to sell narcotics. He's facing life in prison, and he's probably no older than his early 20s. I've met Drew in person. He's a Free State Project participant, and hopefully he'll be able to move up here someday after he's victorious in court. But in order for him to have a chance at beating these charges, he's going to need legal representation. He has it, but his parents can't afford to pay for it all. They had to put up their house and their retirement incomes to get him out on bond. So he's, unlike Ross Ulbricht, one of the other guys accused of running the Silk Road, Ross is not out on bond. He's sitting in a prison cell, but Drew is out on bond at the moment, and he needs help with paying for the legal bills. So go to DrewsDefense.org if you want to help him out. DrewsDefense.org. You can also help out Ross over at Free Ross. I think it's .org, freeross.org.com. I'm forgetting right now. Freeross. One of those things.
I believe that both go to the website.
Probably true. Anyway, drewsdefense.org. And I think it is freeross.com for Ross Ulbricht. So let's continue here. The tardigrade.
So before we continue about that, I want to correct something. And
right. This is what you get for believing the things that we say on Free Talk Live.
You said
you
did not think that octopi had brains.
No, I thought you said that.
Well,
no,
I said that originally.
I said they do.
Oh,
okay, so what I meant to say was jellyfish did not mean... Okay, so octopi do have brains.
Yes.
It's jellyfish that do not.
I did a Google search, and it took me to the Wikipedia's about invertebrates, and it says that two groups of invertebrates, that being animals without a skeleton system, two groups have notably complex brains. Arthropods, which would be insects, crustaceans, arachnids, and a few others, and cephalopods, being octopi, squids, and other mollusks, have fairly complex brains. And the octopus and squid have the largest brains of any invertebrate.
So completely opposite of what was being discussed in the last segment, which was Ellen saying she thought the octopus had no brain, but yet was intelligent. Turns out they do have a brain, probably the most advanced brain of the invertebrates.
Right. So what led me to think that was because I was talking about how starfish didn't have a brain. And basically in them, it's spread out in each one of their arms. Like they each have, it's more like a nervous system. Like if you chop off an arm of a starfish, it'll regrow into another animal. And I guess
wait. The whole arm will grow so that the chopped off arm itself
they
will
reproduce.
Grow.
Yes.
And then presumably the original starfish will regrow the arm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Kind of like sponges. Like if you chop up a sponge and throw it back in the water, you'll have hundreds of new sponges.
So cool. If I tried to kill SpongeBob SquarePants by cutting him into a million pieces, I would make a million more SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, and you do not want to do that.
No.
Do you want to hear that ridiculous laugh surrounding you?
Just goes to show you that violence doesn't solve problems.
No, it multiplies them exponentially.
So let's talk about the tardigrade. Since we've corrected the mistake from earlier. This is a short little piece here from NationalGeographic.com, published earlier this year. 5 reasons why the tardigrade is nature's toughest animal. And they got quite some interesting photos and video here of these strange beasts.
Aren't they cute?
I could see how someone would say that about them, but I'm going to pass. I don't think I want to own a tardigrade.
Just look at their mouth.
Yeah. Earth's most tenacious creature can live in boiling water, solid ice, and the intense radiation of space. It can survive a decade in a desert without a drop of water to drink or in the deepest trenches of the sea. Meet the tardigrade. This week, this was several months ago, on Cosmos, a space-time odyssey, Neil deGrasse Tyson introduced viewers to the tardigrade, or the water bear. The small aquatic invertebrates are nearly invincible, able to tolerate conditions and temperatures that would kill nearly any other living creature. So what gives the tiny tardigrade its enormous strength? Number one. Tardigrades change to form to survive without water. Change form, rather, to survive without water. When faced with extreme conditions, tardigrades can dry out completely, replacing almost all of the water in their bodies with a sugar called trehalose. As a result, they're able to survive environments that would otherwise kill them. Number two, tardigrades' minuscule size hides them from predators. For all their resilience, the tardigrade is one of nature's smallest creatures, barely the size of a poppy seed, at less than 1.5 millimeters long. So they are certainly something you could see with your own eye. The tardigrade can exist hidden in sediments and seas unnoticed by potential predators. Number three, tardigrades' mouths contain sharp daggers. Though they may be little, they are fierce. The tardigrade's mouth is a serious weapon. Its dagger-like teeth used to spear algae and are used to spear algae and even other small animals. Four, Tardigrades traveled to space and survived, as we found out earlier. To test the true resilience of tardigrades, Swedish researcher K. Ingemar Jonsson, or Jonsson, from Kristianstad University, launched tardigrades into space on the Photon M3 spacecraft in 2007 into low Earth orbit. Exposed to open space conditions, most of the tardigrades survived exposure to vacuum and cosmic rays, with some even surviving deadly levels of UV radiation. And finally, number five, they've been around longer than nearly every other living organism. Tardigrades roamed the Earth and seas far before humans did, and will most likely outlast us. Will the tardigrades be nature's last organisms standing? Only time will tell. Neat stuff.
I know, it is pretty fascinating. So
I'll put a link up, by the way, to this on our Facebook page, so you can get an idea of what this thing looks like. It's hard to describe it.
Yeah, and although let us know whether you think it's cute or not, because I honestly think it's kind of terrifying looking. Like you said, it has sharp daggers on its mouth.
Yeah, if this thing was tiny, big, like, it would be terrifying, right?
Yeah, well, looking at it close up, it is. It's totally terrifying, and I don't want one of these things on my body somewhere, because what if it gets inside of me? It's going to outlive me and be chewing through my corpse.
Your intestines.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Anyway, so back to this Mike.com article. Its ability to endure such harsh conditions has led scientists to ponder whether it did, in fact, originate in space.
The tardigrade?
Yes. In other words, an alien. So let your imagination run wild. If tardigrades, sea plankton, and other tiny organisms can survive unsheltered in the vast expanses of space, who's to say that their relatives and relatives' descendants never populated or evolved on other worlds the same way life on Earth came about? Scientists have much to learn about the universe, but such findings mark exciting developments in the ongoing search for extraterrestrial life.
I'm hoping the tardigrades just stay where they are and don't get bigger, because if the tardigrades become
if they've not gotten this big in half a billion years,
probably
chances are next week they're not going to be taking over Keene, New Hampshire.
There is a certain advantage to being so tiny. Like, you're not going to be eaten by cats or lions or, you know, anything
else.
Well,
you might, but accidentally, and you're so tiny, chances are you're just, like, slipping through their teeth.
Yeah, and you probably just, you know, dehydrate yourself to survive their stomach acid, and you probably just go through their waste system not even knowing the difference.
I have to wonder if these videos, they got, like, these little clips, little animated GIFs here of these things. They're so small. I mean, are these
microscopes?
Look at it clomping around with little feet.
These must be real. This must be real footage of these things. They're so just so weird
that they do attach cameras to microscopes now, Ian.
Yeah, but they've got like the cameras panning closer to a leaf or something, and there's tardigrades up there. It looks very cinematic, I guess, is what I'm saying, and it's surprisingly good footage of these things. I'll share that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and we'll continue in moments with a Bitcoin hater. It's Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com announces a limited time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.